Hello, today is August the 17th, it's a Thursday, and I know we already did a podcast for today. However, this podcast is being recorded early for this coming Sunday, as I mentioned in the earlier podcast. Our next podcast might have a surprise one on Sunday the 20th, and this is a surprise one. And I just want to say that our first one was a success. We've gotten significant feedback, and I just want to welcome everyone to today's show and say that we have a lot on our plate, but I will try to keep it short. Also, this just in. It looks like the world is under attack by Martians. Oh well. I figure it worked for H.G. Wells. I could give it a shot too. Anyway. Now is time for us to cue our intro music, and here we go. Back with our intro music being done, and I'm gonna do my little intro. As always, I am Jonathan Reinhardt. I am your podcast entrepreneur here, and I am leading the podcast. As always, I am podcasting pre-recorded from my bedroom. It's actually kind of warm in here right now because I have a ceiling fan and multiple computers. And when my ceiling fan's on, it makes a lot of noise and disturbs the podcast, so I turn it off and suffer for all of you. But I don't mind. In today's podcast, we have a few things coming up. We will be talking about Mongoose Publishing, Forge World, my dead computer, and we will be giving some shoutouts along the way, and having some new and exciting information to share with you. As always, you can find us online on the World Wide Web at www.wargamingforums.com. We post our show notes, more details for things that we talk about on here. You can also find our RSS feed, which you can feed into a podcast program such as iPodder, and it will automatically find and download our newest podcast. Please use a program like that, like iPodder, and get our latest ones, or you can always just subscribe to RSS feed, sorry about that, on our website, or download our podcasts individually. We offer them as a single download for those with high speed, and we also break our podcasts up into one or more parts, depending on their length, for our dial-up and low bandwidth users and listeners out there. So today, I just want to mention that we do have a sponsor for the show, and very grateful to them. The sponsor is Blee.biz. They're an online website, obviously, and they cover a wide array of different projects, in particular that will be interest to all of you, is that two of their projects relate to Star Wars, and they have two Star Wars websites. One of them is for the planet Sullust, and the other is for a corporation called Sorosub. Those most likely are not known to mainstream Star Wars fans. However, in one of the Star Wars films, we can definitely hear Darth Vader mentioning that the Rebel fleet had massed at Sullust, and I believe that was Return of the Jedi. You can definitely double-check me on that, and if I am wrong, please let me know, and we can always update that information. I definitely recommend that you check those websites out. Remember, the sponsor is Blee.biz, and those individual websites are sorosubub.blee.biz, and the other one is Sullust, sullust.blee.biz, both of which will be listed in our show notes. As always, we are grateful to our sponsor for helping to make the CWF Game Discussions podcast available to all of you. Today we have some announcements, and I'm going to start off with a little bit of administrative announcement, which normally I would save to the end of our show, But I do want to mention that we have been submitted to numerous podcasts directories online, from iTunes to Podcast Alley, iPodder, and so forth. Our last podcast, we did shout-outs to numerous organizations from Metro West, Beth Galloway, WarVault.net, Danger Planet, Battleground Games, and etc. We received a wonderful piece of feedback from the kind folks at WarVault.net, from Ross in particular. He sent out an email to all WarVault members letting them know that we had done a Q&A interview on our blog not too long ago, and that we had did a shout out to WarVault and a little discussion about their Q&A thing coming up in our last podcast, and he asked all of them to tune into us. So I want to give a big shout out to all of our WarVault fans and all of our fans and friends across the pond, including Ross, who lives over in England. I also want to give a shout out to our listeners up in Niagara Falls. I know we have at least one. Give a little nod to Asmodai, and I will now move on to a little bit of a rant and a little bit of a rave, but not really. The other day, I had, well, actually not the other day, about maybe a month ago or so, I had a problem with my computer. I have a couple of them, and the one that I'm talking about, it's a Big Blue machine. It's a machine I custom built with some friends. We put it together and everything. Had a lot of fun doing it. But the hard drive died. I had a 200 gig hard drive in there, and so I had to get it replaced. There's a guy down the square named by Costas, and he runs a little shop. It's wonderful, and he set me up with two hard drives. Got a couple 120 gigs, one for backup, one for regular usage. Wonderful. However, shortly after I got my computer back, so we're talking about a month ago I sent it in, and I don't know, a week or so after that it came back, I was having all sorts of graphical problems, screen, you know, flickering, playing games, and they were crashing. I picked up Warcraft 3 for the first time. I have a friend over in the Philippines by the name of Paul. Shout out to Paul. And he was telling me about Dota All-Stars, so naturally I went and picked up Warcraft 3, wanted to play. However, I could not because it kept on crashing, and when the crashes started to affect SimCity 4, that was the last straw. I'm a big SimCity fan. I'm not very good at it, but I have a lot of fun. And so I had to try to deal with that. I looked up some information online, this, that, and the other. Last night, my computer dies on me. Lovely. I could boot into safe mode, but that's about it. So contacted the store owner and see what was going on, and so far no help, but I'm working on it. And I just want to say that as soon as that computer gets back up and running, my podcast should get better. It has a lot of resources on it, and above all, a lot of file space that I can put things at and I have access to, so I will keep you appraised of that. But hopefully it won't take too long for that to get done. I also want to, at this point, do a little promotion for Tau Online. They are a member of WarVault, but I've known them from before that. It's an online community, message boards and etc., devoted to the Tau Race for Games Workshop's Warhammer 40K game, and the people over there are wonderful, and I know I had a little bit of a tiff a while back with one of the members there, but there's no hard feelings, and I just want to say that you guys are doing a great job. I have you in my RSS feed for Gmail, and I check you out, and I hope some of the listeners will check you out too. Now, I'm going to cue our interlude music for you, and I will try to get in the habit of not saying that I will be cueing the music when I cue it, but that we'll be cueing it, and this is a new addition that we now have interlude music to move us from different segments of the show. As you can tell, we are now moving towards the bulk of the show, the meat, the body, whatever you wish to call it, and here we go, so stay tuned for the music. Thank you. So that was a wonderful interlude piece, and just want to say that we have got that offline. And it's actually from the same person who does our intro and our exit pieces. It's a little bit of electronica, and we're going to have the website for all of that in our show notes, but it's from PodSafe, and it's online, and we will get all of that to you. Right now, we do have the bulk of our show, and for those who had looked in our show notes, you will see that we will be talking about Mongoose Publishing and Forge World. To start off, we're going to go with Mongoose Publishing. Today, we're going to just be talking about some of their upcoming releases for a few of their games, and we also going to tackle, at least briefly, we hope, a bit of their demo team program called the Mobile Infantry Program. I have first experience with that. I used to be a mobile infantryman, and there's just some stuff going on with that that we would like to make all of you aware of. But first, the new releases. We know that they've been working very diligently on releasing some models for two of their games. The first one is Starship Troopers. That is their flagship game based on Highlands Classic. And the other one is RuneQuest. It's a different game than you might be used to, but they have quite a few releases for those. Starting off with Starship Troopers, it's a game I love, one of my favorite games of all time, absolutely. They added a new race not too long ago. Well, didn't add it, technically. Highland had it all along. But the race is the Skinnies. For those who had read the book, you remember that they are humanoid-type aliens, and they fought against Rico and the Mobile Infantry in the beginning of the book. They never made an appearance in the Freerhoven movie, and never really saw much of them since then, but they did make an appearance in the Roughnecks Chronicles, which was an animated series on TV and now out on DVD, and Mongoose Publishing saw fit to include them in their game. They released an entire range of the models. I think they're almost all out for the Skinnies, and the newest one are the Skinny Cabal. They're an upper echelon unit, and the models are incredible. They run in $29.95, I believe. You can get them, you know, straight from Mongoose Publishing or from your friendly local gaming store, which is what I always recommend. Of course, you can also get them online from, you know, places like eBay, and you can get great deals there, or Bratatown if you want to do some trades. And also for Starship Troopers, they released a Rippler Bug Mega Swarm. Now, the Rippler Bugs are part of the Arachnid Army. For those who had read the book or seen the movie or whatever, bugs are, you know, the big warriors. They look like gigantic spider ant type things with the big jaws, and they were eating the mobile infantry, and they got the claws and stuff, and it's pretty intense. And most of the people in the movie who got attacked by the bugs ended up, you know, losing limbs and so forth. The Rippler Bugs are part of them. They're a smaller species. They might not technically be a separate species. We'd have to talk to, you know, a biologist about that. A xenobiologist, in fact. And they're actually pretty cool in-game. I know that they are now on sale. The Mega Swarm's costing $49.95. And it comes with 9 of the Rippler Bugs. They're pretty large. They're plastic. And they make a big dent in the game. They're definitely worth having. I was and still am a bug player. I have a ton of bug stuff. And I don't have Ripplers yet, but I've had them on my buying list. And trying to get through 3-foot-high pile of boxes of models that I have to put together. And I will definitely be picking those guys up. And as for RuneQuest, Mongoose has been doing a whole wide array of items with this. And in particular, they have a couple different sets of minis out, along with a wide array of rulebooks, including the main rulebook, which is selling, I think, for $24.95, a companion book, same price, and the models are $29.95 per set. They have the Brew Raiders and Duck Adventurers. I particularly enjoy the Duck Adventurers because they are literally ducks. It's kind of like if Howard the Duck decided to go into some sort of adventure game with weapons and shields and stuff and duke it out. If you check out the models online, you'll see in our show notes that we will have a link to the Mongoose website. And for the Duck Adventurers, you go in and you know, want to click on the photo and make it big. But there's one right in the middle, and he's kind of white looking, white hair, wizened, and so forth, and has a skull on the crook of his arm, like Macbeth and so forth. I swear to God, he looks just like Howard the Duck. And for anyone who doesn't know what Howard the Duck is, you have to see the movie. It is one of the worst movies of all time. But still, it's an 80s classic, and as a person born in the early 80s, I can definitely say that the 80s was my favorite decade, and some of the funniest stuff came out then. And so you want to definitely look into Howard the Duck, and at least look up a picture of him on, you know, Google Images, and then compare it to the image of the Duck Adventures, and tell me if you don't think they're the same. Also, as an upcoming release for Starship Troopers, a couple skinny items that are going to round out their complement of troops and forces. They have the skinny heavy speeders, and those are supposed to come out October 9th, 2006. And the skinny speeder bikes, which are a lighter version of the heavy speeders, also October 9th. Both of them are going to be coming out for $24.95 for the box. Heavy speeders is just one model per box, and the standard speeder bikes are two. The models are, you know, decent. They kind of remind me of the Eldar, you know, speeder bikes. And very fluid, streamlined. Pretty cool. The heavy speeder, in some ways, kind of looks like a pod racer from Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, one of the Star Wars films that no true Star Wars fan will ever have much of anything positive to say about. As we all know, the prequels were pretty bad, except for Revenge of the Sith. I do have to say that was one of my favorite Star Wars films of all time. But clearly, as we all know, the best Star Wars film is Empire Strikes Back. And if you don't believe me, you can tune into Clerks, Kevin Smith film, and the character Dante Hicks definitely gives a little blurb about that. Him and Randall has a little dialogue. They debate Star Wars, and